Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Daf Samach Tes, and we will begin on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph at the seventh line. Yesterday, we learned from the pasuk Kabas Kayin Kasi Almana Grusha. In our previous shiur, we learned that if somebody married, somebody had relations with someone who doesn't have the ability of kedushin negerishin, in other words, the way the Gemara described it, it was an oivik kachavim or an eved. If somebody had relations with such an individual, we learned in the shir that halacha is that she becomes disqualified from eating truma and from marrying a kohen. So, in other words, we use that pasuk to teach us a chumra. Ask the Gemara ve'ema, but perhaps we should say just the opposite. And as the Rishonim all explained, the Gemara's question is, instead of using the pasuk and learning from the pasuk chumra, why don't we learn from this pasuk actually a kula and say, "Mi sheyesh loy amanas grushim ba?" If she was married to a man where there is no kedushin, then kiles lo zera. If she doesn't have children and she's the daughter of a kohen ka'achla, and she goes back to eat, kiles lo zera. But if she had children, lo yachla. But if she does have children, she wouldn't be able to eat. And that's when she married a person where there is a concept of kedushin. Whereas, if she was married to someone that ain't lo yamanas for gerushin, in other words, as we just said, an akuman or evit, there the halacha will be, davgav disla zera, even if she would have children from him, the halacha still will be, nami teichol, that she should still be allowed to eat truma. So in other words, instead of using the pasuk to teach us a kula, and a chumra, to say that by marrying an eved or eved kachavim, she will never be allowed to eat truma, maybe we should use the pasuk to teach us a kula. Answers the Gemara, if that's the halacha, that would be the din, so says the Gemara, ribuya levia l'yisrael slamali. We, as we explained in our previous shiur, learned a special pasuk that a Levia, a woman who's a Bas Levi or Bas Yisrael, who had relations with a non-Jew, the halacha is that she could eat, that the halacha is she can't eat truma. We could learn that from a kohenis. If the kohenis could eat, and the kohenis is a higher level, then why would we need a pasuk for the Levi Yisraelis? It must be because the kohenis can't eat, and not like we just learned. Of course, the Rishonim ask a question. The question was that instead of using the pasuk to teach us a chumra, why don't we use the pasuk l'chumra to teach us a kula? And the Rishonim all ask, Taisus asks, and many other Rishonim ask, that we have a rule throughout Shas that whenever we could be makish, whenever we could have such a limud, l'kula or l'chumra, we prefer to use the pasuk, the rule is that we always learn it l'chumra. So the question here is, how are we suggesting that we should use the pasuk l'kula when we clearly could use the pasuk l'chumra, and when we have that choice of l'kula or l'chumra, we always go l'chumra. Says Taisus HaRosh, that indeed, under normal circumstances, faced with those options, we always go l'chumra. But since, as we know, the children that are born from a non-Jew, maybe we should consider then that the children born from them have the same status as their non-Jewish father, and therefore they're not considered children as far as the halacha is concerned. That's why, even though under normal circumstances, when we have a choice, l'kula or l'chumra, as we just said, we go l'chumra, here maybe it would be different because of who they are and what it does to the children. In our previous year, we learned that the pasuk says kesil ish zor. From that pasuk, we learn that even if someone married a person to whom she was not supposed to marry, but it's a situation where the kedushin is typhus. We learned in that shir that the Torah says by using the word siya, as the Gemara clearly said, the word siya indicates that there was Havaya, that there was Kedushin, and that's why the Torah is teaching us that the halacha is that the children, they would not be allowed to eat truma, marry kohen. But that was all according to Rabbi Ki, that was all if we say Kedushin is typhus b'chayv elavin. So therefore, the Pasuk Kesia comes to teach us that even if Kedushin is typhus, and then the Pasuk continues with the Pasuk Kesia Mana Grusha to teach us even by Chayv Krisis. But ask the Gemara, or Rekiv Dama in Kedushin typhusin b'chayv elavin. As we keep on learning in our Masechta, Rekiva's opinion is that Kedushin is not Typhus B'chai Lavin. So we don't have an example of a person with Kedushin is not Typhus. So then, what will he do with the Pasuk of Kasi Ish Zor? There is no case where the Kedushin is Typhus, but it should disqualify the woman. Says the Gemara, according to Rekiva, the word Kasiya Kitibal, it's coming to teach us that as soon as a woman has relations with a person she wasn't supposed to, she becomes disqualified. So if that's the case, so then why do we have the Pasuk of Amana Grusha that we learned that an Akum and Eved also disqualify? The first Pasuk teaches us all of that in saying that if you had relations with somebody you weren't supposed to, you become disqualified. Answers the Gemara, that the Pasuk Kesia Mana Grusha is not needed to teach us that if she had relations with an Akum or an Eved, she's Pasuk for Truma. The Pasuk is coming to teach us that Amana and Grusha, when they have children, they don't, and it's a Bas Koyin who is married to Yisrael, and then they become Amana and Grusha. The Pasuk is coming to teach us that they may not eat Truma from the father's house. When they don't have children, they may. And the Torah mentioned both an Amana and a Grusha. Amana to be machmer, that when she has children, she can't eat truma. And Grusha, lachalambla, and to teach us when she doesn't have children, she can eat truma. And the Gemara explains why we need both. V'tzricha, we needed to teach us, the Torah needed to teach us both by Amana and a Grusha. Why? The Ashman Amana, had the Torah only taught us the halacha by Amana, we would say, Amana, hidachas lezara achla. When Amana has no children, she could eat truma. Because she is a woman that can marry a kohen. She may not be able to marry this kohen gadol, but she can marry a kohen. And therefore, since she can marry a kohen, that's why we could understand that she should be allowed to, at certain circumstances, eat truma. And therefore, we understand, Amana d'chas le'zara achla, v'shem d'chazi l'kuna. Aval grusha, that will never be able to, this woman will never be able to marry a kohen. Once a woman is a divorcee, she can never marry a kohen. Aval grusha d'lo'chazi l'kuna, Ema, we should suggest that afkav d'les le'zara, even if she doesn't have children from her husband, the kohen, she should not be able to go back to her parents' house. V'yashmin grusha. If the Torah only told us the halacha of grusha, we would say grusha dechias lazera la'achla. The grusha, if she has children from her non-kohen husband, she shouldn't be allowed to eat truma. Shouldn't lechazil kuna. So she has two reasons not to be able to eat truma. Number one, because she herself will never be able to marry a kohen because she's a grusha, and she has children from her marriage to the Yisrael. But when we have an Amona, the Chazi Lekuna, that this woman herself will be able to marry a Kohen once, eventually. Ema, so I would suggest, the Afgav de Isla Zera, that even though she has children, Nami Teichel, the halacha should be that she should be allowed to eat Truma. Because even though she has these children from the Yisrael, but the fact that she may one day be able to remarry a Kohen should be a good enough reason that she should be able to eat the Truma of her father's home, Tzricha. The Gemara goes back now to the original halacha that we discussed. And that is, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, that if a woman has relations with a man that she's not supposed to, she becomes permanently disqualified from eating truma. She becomes permanently disqualified from ever marrying a kohen. Veima, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, maybe included in this category of Nivelo Apostolo, that she had relations with somebody she wasn't supposed to, it will include Af Machzer Grishasai. We know that the halacha is, if somebody divorces his wife, and now he may take her back. But once she marries another man, she can never go back to her original husband. And we would say that such a woman is never going to be allowed to eat truma. But we learned earlier on Daf Mem Dalar on the base, he ukshair of Vlad Kasha, that the halach is that such a woman will be allowed to marry a kohen, and such a woman, under the right circumstances, would be allowed to eat truma. But why? She entered into a relationship that she wasn't supposed to. She remarried her husband after she was married to someone else. Answers the Gemara, because the Pasuk, when it describes this issue, says Le'is Zor Amar Rachmana. The Torah speaks about it, Is Zor. Misha Zor Etzla Mikara. Somebody she was never allowed to be married to. Lafuki, but when it comes to exclude, Hai, the Loizar Etzla Mikarahu. This person wasn't always Asa Tahar. And not only was he not always Asa Tahar, actually, they at a certain point were married. Completely positive marriage. That's why she's not in that category. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're learning the Pasuk, Ihachi, then Cholol. The Cholol is a child that was born from someone who a Kohen was not supposed to be married to. The Lav's Hubikara. The Halach is that a Cholol is allowed to marry anyone. So the Halach is, why by marrying a Cholol does the woman become disqualified from Truma? Does the woman become disqualified from ever marrying a Kayin, Lai Lifsal, why does the Cholol disqualify the woman? Answers the Gemara, because when the Torah speaks about a Cholol, when the Torah tells us that a Kohen Gadol may not marry an Amana Grusha, the Torah concludes with the words, Lai Chalol Zara Ba'amav, says the Gemara, Mak Zara Lai, just who the Kohen Gadol, the Halacha is, by marrying this woman, Paisal, so to Av Zaroi, so to his Chol, that the Kohen Gadol, certainly, if an Almana marries the Kohen Gadol, the Halach is that that Almana will never be able to eat Truma or marry a Kohen. Av Zaroi, so to the child that is a Cholol, that's born from that type of a marriage, also has that ability, Nami Paisel, that whoever he marries cannot eat Truma or marry a Kohen. Veima. But ask the Gemara, since the Pasuk says, Kesia, so should we mean Mishas Havaya, from the moment they have Kedushin, and even if they never actually consummated with Bia, but just had Kedushin, that Halacha should be that she becomes disqualified? Answers the Gemara, we learn this Halacha, Dumya, the Kohen Gadol Balmona. We compare it to the Halacha of a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almona. Ma Kohen Gadol Balmona. The Kohen Gadol that disqualifies the Almana by marrying her, the disqualification happens b'bia, because the Pasuk says, V'lo yichalol Zaroi, a Pasuk that we just quoted. And of course, Zaroi only happened through having Bia, obviously. Af Hai, so too, that all the disqualifications that we've been discussing in our Shiurim only happened through Bia. Ask the Gemara, V'ema, Ad Ika Havayu Ubia, maybe if you only have a Kedushin, that's what's learned from the word Kesia, that there was this Kedushin between people that weren't supposed to get married, and you also have to Abia. And only when we'll have both conditions met, that there was a Havaya, that there was a Kedushin between people who weren't supposed to get married, and there was also Bia, then and only then she gets disqualified. In the absence of both conditions being met, she would not become disqualified. Answers the Gemara, Dumya, the Kohen Gadol Balmona. Again, we compare it to the case of Kohen Gadol Balmona. Ma Kohen Gadol Balmona. When we speak about the Kohen Gadol and Almona, the halacha is be l'chuda, just by them having relations, she becomes disqualified, as the Gemara will, Mitzvah Shem, teach us on Daf Ayin Ches Amar Aleph. Af Hai, all the people that become disqualified, says the Gemara, become disqualified, the Bi'il Chuda, just by having relations with a man that they weren't supposed to, and we don't have to have anything more. We learned in our previous year all the various individuals who disqualify this woman from being able to eat truma for marrying a kohen. The Gemara spoke about various asurim. And then the Gemara quoted a number of Tanoim who summarized with rules what are the cases of a beard that disqualifies. Says the Gemara, we learned, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kosher Zara Apostle, any time that the child born from such a marriage will be disqualified, Poisel. That's the kind of situation where the woman will become disqualified from marrying a kohen from eating truma. Kosh ain't zara poisel, but if that's not the case, then the halacha is ain't poisel. That's how Rabbi Yossi summed it up. As the Marbai Ika, what's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? The Tanakama said the various individuals, the Ger, the Amoni, the Mayavi, the Mitzri, and Rabbi Yossi stated the rule this way. So the Gemara wants to know what is the real nafkamina between the way they describe this halacha. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni, Vadoimi Sheni, Ika Benayu. The difference is, the halacha is that a Mitzri or a Doimi who become Gerim, they're not allowed to marry into the Jewish nation. They're not allowed to marry into Kal Yisrael. They're called Mitzri Rishon. The second generation is called Mitzri Sheni, Vadeim Sheni, and they too are not allowed to marry into Kahal Yisrael. However, their grandchildren, the Mitzri and Adoimi Shlishi, are full-fledged Jews and may marry into Kahal Yisrael. So now let's think about it. If a woman had relations with a Mitzri Sheni or an Adoimi Sheni, so she wasn't supposed to have relations with that person. As we just said, those people are not supposed to marry into Klal Yisrael. But their children, who are going to be the Mitzri Shlishi or the Adoimi Shlishi, are allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. So if we look at the actual person, like the Tanakhama did, that would disqualify the woman. If we look at the children, as Rabbi Yossi said to look at, then the children would not be disqualified. And says the Gemara, Vishneim, and both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi, who stated the rules the way they stated this rule the way they stated it, says the Gemara, Loilam du el Makoyen Gol Balmona. They both learned their halacha from the halacha of a Koyen Gol Mary Almona. Tanakhama Sava, Ma Koyen Gol Balmona. Just like a Koyen Gol marries an Almona, the halacha should be also by Avera. It's a situation that they were not supposed to get married. And that's why Poisel, he disqualifies this Almona from ever eating Truma. Afhai, so too the Mitzri Sheni, or the Adoimi Sheni, that weren't supposed to marry this woman, Nami Poisel, also disqualify her. Rabbi Yossi Sofer, whereas Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, that we learn it from a Kohen Gadol. Ma Kohen Gadol, as we've been learning, when the Kohen Gadol marries an Almona, the halacha is that the children become Pasul, the children become Chalolim, or Paisel, and they disqualify the Amona from eating Truma. Afkol, so too, says Rabbi Yossi, only in a situation that Zara Pasul, where the children that will be born will be disqualified as well. Paisel, that's when the mother will become disqualified from marrying a Kohen ever again, or eating Truma. Lafuke, Mitzri Sheni, Dein Zara Poisel. But as we said, when we speak about Mitzri Sheni, the third generation are not Poisel. The Ksiv, Bonam Hashi Yavodu Lehem, Dor Shlishi Yavolem Bekal Shem. As we said, the Mitzri Shlishi, the Doimi Shlishi, are allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. And I saw that the Sefer Torah HaMincha says that there's a very important lesson to learn from this. And that is that, because this is a very unique halacha. Usually, somebody is posel, so that disqualification goes on for future generations. And if Baruch Hashem, the person is kosher, the person is not disqualified, his yichus, his good yichus, continues for future generations. In our Gemara today, we found a new case where it's sort of limited. It only goes up to the third generation. It doesn't go any further. And the Sefer Torah HaMincha tries to understand what is the lesson of this Gemara. So he says, on one hand, we have a real issue with the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim, as we know, how they treated us when we were in Eretz Mitzrayim. And because they treated us in such a terrible fashion, the halacha is that we have to stay, we have to avoid them. But on the other hand, the Mitzrim also were our host. Particularly, they were our host when we entered Mitzrayim in the time of Yosef, in the time of the hunger. So our reaction and relation with the Mitzrim has to be a very nuanced one. It can't be absolute disqualification because of the way they greeted us. It can't be absolute acceptance into Klal Yisrael because the way they treated us. And that's why the Torah tells us that we have to have a balanced approach. Of course, only the Torah could determine the nature of the balanced approach. And that's why the Torah says that the Mitzri Rishon and Mitzri Sheni are disqualified from coming into Klal Yisrael. But the Mitzri Sheni and the Mitzri Shlishi in those generations may enter Klal Yisrael. That very, very balanced approach is the lesson of this Gemara. Says the Gemara, we continued learning that Rav Shimon Gamliel had a different way of identifying which man disqualifies and which man does not disqualify. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol she'at noisa bitoy, at noisa al manasoy. If it's a situation that you can marry the daughter, then the wife who lived with this man does not become disqualified. And if you can't marry the daughter, she becomes disqualified. So ask the Gemara, my ikabein Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, how do we determine the, what is the practical nafgamina? Says the Gemara, Amu Ula, ger amoini umay avi ikabinayu. The nafgamina between them is regarding a ger amoini umay avi that had relations with a kahanis or Levi or Yisraelis. That halacha is that amoini v'loy amoinis, my avi v'loy ma'anis, that their male children remain disqualified forever. Their female children don't become disqualified. So Rabbi Yossi says that we look at the children. And since some of the children, as we just described, of the Amoni, the male children of the Amoni and the Me'avi will be possible, that's why the halacha is that, according to Rabbi Yossi, if a woman has relations with Amoni and Me'avi, she becomes disqualified. But as we just quoted of Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says we don't look at the children. We look at the daughter. And since we just said that the halacha is amoini v'loy amoinis, me'avi v'loy me'avis, so the daughters are not a problem. And therefore, the mother would not become disqualified. And again, says the Gemara, v'shnei lo ilamdu el mekoyin gol ba'amona, they both learned this halacha from the halacha of a kohen gol marrying an amona. Rabbi Yossi saw v'ma kohen gol ba'amona, just like when we speak about a kohen gol marrying amona, shezara paisel, the children born from such a marriage are halolim, and that's why paisel, the mother becomes disqualified from eating truma from marrying a kohen. Af kol shezara paisel, whenever you'll have a child that's disqualified, paisel. Whereas of Shimon Gamliel Sover, Ma Kohen Ba Godel should call Zari Apostle. When we talk about Kohen Godel marrying an Amana, all of children born from such a marriage will be Apostle. And that's why Paisel, that's why that mother becomes disqualified from eating Truma. Av Kol Shazar Apostle Paisel, Lafuka Amoini Amavi, when we speak about Amoini and Amavi, the Deir Aloch is, Ein Kol Zar Apostle, not all the children born from such a marriage will be Apostle. Dabamar, as we note out, as we quoted, Amoini V'loi Amoinis, Ma'avi V'loi Ma'avis. And this halacha of Amoini Ma'avi V'loi Ma'avis, we know was the halacha that was applied in accepting the geiris of, is in accepting the geiris of Rus. So I saw that the Chedushirim explains, now we understand why Rus is read on Shavuos. Because says the Chedushirim, what is the Yontif of Shavuos? The Yontif of Shavuos is the Yontif of Kabbalah Satoira. And the whole Yontif and the whole Rus is predicated also on a new halacha being established. And that is the halacha of Amoni v'loy Amoinis, Me'avi v'loy Me'avis. So in that way, Shavuos and Rus are very similar. They both have in them the element of Torah, of a new Torah in the world. But I saw that the Sfas Emes takes this concept a little further. The Sfas Emes, the son actually of the Chiddush Arim, explains that this halacha of Amayni v'loy Amaynis, Me'avi v'loy Me'avis, is halacha which is represented as Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Yontif Shavuos, which is the Yontif that we celebrate the receiving of the Torah Shabbat Ksav, Chazal wanted us not to make a mistake. Chazal wanted us to recognize that Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Ksav are very much connected to each other. And you can't have Torah Shabbat Ksav without Torah Shabbat Peh. How is that represented? Because if we look in the Pasuk, the Torah says, Amoni, Layov Amoni, Ma'avi, B'kal Hashem. Came Chazal, and they said, no, that's not what it means. Chazal came and said that it means, Amoni, Ma'avi, V'loy, Ma'avis. Since that's what the Torah attempted to teach us here, says the Sfas Emes, we're trying to show that there's nothing more relevant than learning that Torah Shabbat Peh is an integral part of Torah Shabbat Ksav. Says the Mishnah, Ha'onis Mefata. If Ha'onis Mefata, Yisrael was Ma'anis or Mefata Bas Koyin, or a Shaita married a Bas Koyin, the halacha is like Paislin, they don't disqualify her from being able to eat Truma. She's the Bas Koyin, she may continue eating Truma, Loi Machilin, but they don't give it a right to eat truma, because only a marriage that's a proper marriage gives you the right to eat truma. And Taisus says there's really obviously no chiddush in this. The reason it's mentioned in our Mishnah, says Taisus, is because we wanted to learn loy paislim, so the counterpart is loy mechilim. Vim ain't a ruin love be Yisrael. If the Bas Koyin had relations with someone who can't become part of the Jewish people, as we discussed, the Amoni, the Ma'avi, the Mamzer, Harei Paislim, they do disqualify her from eating Truma, as we've been discussing in our Shiurim, based on the Pasuk, Obas Koin Kasil Izar, Hiba Truma Sakotshim, Loi Teichel. Ketzad, what does this mean? Says the Gemara, Yisrael Shabbat Bas Koin. Yisrael had relations with a Bas Koin through Oinus Opitui, not through Kedushin. The halach is Teichel Betruma, she may continue eating Truma. And as the Rishonim explain, the Mishnah is teaching us that even though we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin Amabez, that when a Cheresh marries a Bas Koyin, the halach is that she becomes disqualified Midrabonin, because as the Rishonim explain, a Cheresh may not have Nesum Deraisa, but a Cheresh has Nesuin Midrabonim. And therefore, since the Nesuin on Midrabonim, that's why the halacha is, if he's a Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. But a Shaita doesn't have the ability to have Nesuin at all. And since he doesn't have the ability to have Nesuin at all, if he marries a Jewish girl, a Kohenis, he does not disqualify her. Ibra, but says the Mishnah, if she becomes pregnant from the Yisrael, the halacha is loy teichel betruma. She may not eat truma. Nechtach uber b'me'ah, but if the uber dies in her womb, teichel. So the Rishonim point out, why does the Mishnah have to speak about a case that the uber, that the fetus died in the stomach? Why doesn't it just speak about that there was a miscarriage? So Aruch Haner explains, because if there was a miscarriage, the halacha is she may not eat truma because she has tumas leida. Every woman that has a baby has tumas leida. In order to avoid that case, in order to avoid that issue, because the Mishnah wants to give us a case where she can immediately eat truma, we say that there was never a miscarriage and therefore there is no tumas leida. Hay kain shabbat bas Yisrael. If there was a kain that was ma'anis or mafata bas Yisrael, that doesn't give her the right to eat truma. Ibra, even if she became pregnant from that koyin, the halacha is loy teichel, she may not eat truma. Yolda, if she had a baby from them, teichel, then she could eat truma. And says the Mishnah, what we see from here, what we learn from here, is nimtza koichel sheben, godel mekoichel shalav. The power of the son stronger than the father. The father doesn't give it a right to eat truma, but the son does. Says the Mishnah, Eved Paisel, Mishambiya. If an Eved had relations with a woman, she may not eat truma as soon as he has the relation. Ain't a Paisel, Sakt Gemara, but says the Mishnah, but he doesn't disqualify Mishum Zera. His children don't disqualify her. And the Mishnah explains immediately. Ketzad, what does that mean? Bas Yisrael L'Koyin. A Bas Yisrael married a Koyin. Or Bas Koyin married a Yisrael. The older man, Ben, and they had a child. And the husband died. So the halach is, the Bas Yisrael who was married to the Koyin may eat truma because of her son. The Bas Koyin who was married to the Yisrael may not eat truma, even though her husband died, because of her son. Halacha ben v'nichbash al shivcha. The son now went, this son went, and had relations with a shivcha kananis, the yaldim and a ben, and they had a son, Hareza Eved. That son, who's a grandson of this woman, is an Eved, because he follows his mother. Haysa em aviv, bas Yisrael l'kayim. So if the grandmother is a Bas Yisrael to Kohen, le'saychel v'truma, because the only child that she has, though, if that's the only one that's left, is this grandchild, he's considered an Eved. So it's not he's not considered an Eved, he is an Eved. And therefore, he's not considered a descendant that allows her to continue eating truma. On the other hand, if she was a Bas Kohen that was married to Yisrael, that we've been learning of a Bas Koyin married Yisrael and there are descendants from that marriage, she may not eat truma. But if the only descendant that survives is an Eved, so it's not considered as if there are descendants, and therefore toichel b'truma. Mamzer, says the Mishnah, paisel machel. What does that mean? Ketzad, Bas Yisrael Koyin, Bas Yisrael was married to a Koyin, or Bas Koyin was married to Yisrael, v'yaldim menu Bas, and they had a daughter. And that daughter, and the husband died. And that daughter, the Bas Yisrael who was married to the Kohen, could eat truma because of her daughter. The Bas Kohen that was married to the Yisrael may not eat truma because of that daughter. And now, says the Mishnah, this daughter went and married Eved Ovi Kachavim, and our Mishnah explained the Rishonim is going according to the opinion that we've learned earlier, even though that is not the halacha. But our Mishnah is following the opinion that says that Ovik Chavim ve'Eved Abba Bas Yisrael haben mamzer, the child is mamzer. So Mishnah is teaching us that this daughter of this marriage that we just described, these two marriages actually that we just described, married an Ovik Chavim ve'Eved, and they have a son. So we're paskening that child is a mamzer. So now the grandmother was a Bas Yisrael to Koyin, and the only surviving descendant is this grandchild who's a mamzer. The halacha is that's considered as a surviving child from that marriage, and she may eat truma. On the other hand, if she was a Bas Koyin who was married to Yisrael, and the only surviving descendant from that marriage is a mamzer, the loch is loy teichel b'truma. We look, even though he's a mamzer. The Rishonim point out that this all could have been described just by somebody. This could all have been described that if she married a mamzer, that the Bas Koyin or the married a mamzer, but the Mishnah said it this way. It says the Gemara, Koyin Gol Pamshu Paisel. Sometimes the Koyin Gol disqualifies a Bas Koyin from eating truma. Ketzad. Bas Koyin Yisrael. A Bas Koyin married Yisrael, v'yaldim and a Bas, and they had a daughter. V'olcha Bas, v'nissus l'koyin. And then that daughter married a Koyin, which is 100% acceptable. V'yaldim and a Ben. And now they had a son, and that son is a Koyin. And not only is a Koyin, but he's a Koyin that's royally as Koyin Gadol, oymen m'sham shekab mizbeach. He has the ability to be the Koyin Gadol. U'machlas imoy, so his mother, who was a Bas Yisrael who married a Koyin, and they have this son. So because of that son, even if the father dies, his mother will be able to eat truma. But Eim Imai, who was a Bas Koyin who married a Yisrael, that the halach is as long as there's a descendant, they can't eat, a descendant from that marriage, she can't eat truma. That descendant is a Koyin Gadol, And because there's a descendant of Kohen Gadol, she can't eat truma. Zois Ameris, this grandmother says, like Kibani Kohen Gadol, she pesleini betruma. What do I need a grandson who's a Kohen Gadol? I have a grandson who's a Kohen Gadol, and because I have a grandson who's a Kohen Gadol, I won't be able to eat truma. Says the Gemara. Tanino had the Tana Rabbanan. Our Mishnah that says that we completely discount the Shaita, says the Gemara, actually is what we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa says, Shaita v'katan shenasu nashu v'mesu, if a Shaita v'katan married women and then they passed away, the halacha completely ignores their marriage, and the Shaseim, p'turim and achalitzim reyibim. And the Gemara we're going to have later in our Masechta, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amin Aleph, explains why is there a difference between a Shaita and a Cheresh. And Tosfos and the Gemara explains, a Cheresh and a Chereshes, if people are deaf-mute, even though according to the Halacha, they're not considered B'nai Das, they're not considered people of proper intelligence, they could live a good life and they could be married. Whereas a Shaita becomes is a person that you can't live with. And since he's an individual that you cannot live with, that's why his marriage is not considered a marriage under any circumstances. So we learned in Mishnah, Kate said, Ha Yisrael Shabbat Bas Koyin, Toichel Betruma, Ibra, if Yisrael had relations with Bas Koyin, and not married, she could continue in Truba. Ibra, but if she becomes pregnant like Toichel. Says the Gemara, we're learning here, Kivan the Ibra, once we know for sure that she's pregnant, at that point, Loi Toichel, she's not allowed to eat Truma. But until we know for sure that she's pregnant, she could continue eating Truma as a Bas Koyin. But ask the Gemara, why should we not be concerned? Lechish, maybe you should be concerned. Shemer b'ibro, maybe she became pregnant and she should be also to eat truma. Miloy tanan, haven't we learned in our Masechta extensively that when a couple were married and then she wants to get remarried, we have to wait. They have to have the 3 months of Havchana. We need to make sure that they're not pregnant. So why over here don't we have that concern? Answers the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Barav Huna. Leyuchsin, when we need to determine who is the father. So there when it talks about Yichus, Chazal were very, very concerned about the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. And since Chazal was so concerned, they need this Havchana. But when we speak about Truma, when we have this concern about Truma, there we're not as concerned, and therefore, as Rabbi Chanan, even if we're not concerned, but the reality is she may be pregnant. Why are we ignoring that? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Chanan, that we can rely on the Cheskes HaGuf. This woman had a chazaka that she's not pregnant, and when we don't know that she is pregnant, we rely on the chazaka. Ask the Gemara, is that true? The truma is like chashu. Is that true when it comes to truma? We don't have these concerns. Vatanya, have we not learned in a braisa? Hareza gitech shoachas koydel misasi. When somebody doesn't want his wife, that's the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara. Somebody doesn't want his wife, the chas v'shalom, have to fall to yibam chalitza. So he gives a divorce saying that the divorce should be effective an hour before he dies. The loch is asur lech v'truma miyad. She may not eat truma immediately because we're concerned that maybe her husband will die and maybe at that moment she's already divorced and she has no right to eat truma. So we see that we are machmer because of a suffix. Ela amar rabba rafuna b'nesuin chashashu. When are we concerned that somebody may be pregnant when they were married? So married people are likely to try to have children. Znus, but when it's a situation of znus, lechashu, there we don't have to be concerned. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Is that true by Nesun? We're always worried that she may be pregnant. Vatanya, Bas Konshinesus Yisrael, a Bas Koyin that married a Yisrael, Umeis and her husband died, Tavelis, so died on the day that they got married. So the halacha is, she has to go to the mikveh because she became tamei from the bia. As the pasuk says, Visha, asher yishkav ish oisai shichva zara v'rochutz b'mayim v'tamar ha'erev v'ochus b'truma l'erev, and immediately at night she could eat truma. And we're not concerned that maybe she's pregnant. And we're not concerned that maybe she's pregnant from the Yisrael, that disqualifies her from being able to eat truma. Amar Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, what was meant to teach us there in that braisa was tevelus v'achelus ad abayim yoyim, until 40 days from when the marriage took place, she could eat truma. Why? Because Eloi ma'abra, if she's not pregnant, so hala ma'abra, she's not pregnant. And even ma'abra, even if she is pregnant, the first 40 days, the aboyim ma'aba'almahi, says the Gemara. The Gemara says that that child is not considered a viable child because a fetus is not considered a fetus until 40 days. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says, if that's the halacha, that until 40 days she's not considered a muberis, aim a sefer. Says the, we learned in the sefer that braisa, once we see she's pregnant, not only is she of course not allowed to eat truma at this point, but she was not allowed to ever eat truma. And since she was never allowed to eat truma, because she was muberis from Yisrael, she's a bas koyin that was muberis from Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma. She has to pay back. The halacha is if Yisrael eats truma b'shogeg, he has to pay back a keren v'chaymish. So this woman is going to have to pay back a keren v'chaymish for all the days that she ate, that for all this time that she ate truma that she was not allowed to. But if you're saying that the fetus until 40 days is completely discounted, so what did she do wrong? Says the Gemara, Maimel Kukelis, what does that mean? It means anaboim. Until the 40th day, she's allowed to eat. If anything she ate after day 40, even though she did not recognize she's pregnant, but she had to be concerned that she's pregnant. And if it turns out that she was pregnant and she ate truma when she was pregnant, the halach is that she ate truma when she was pregnant, then she's not allowed to eat truma. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Habal Rusas of Beis Chamav. Somebody has relations with his Arusa while she's still an Arusa. She's living in her parents' home. Rav Amar Vlad Mamzer, even though we know that they had relations, the child is considered a Mamzer because we're concerned that just like she had relations with him, she had relations with others. For Shmuel Amar, Havlat Shtuki, he's a Suffolk Mamzer. Amar Rav Mestaba Milsa de Rav, when do I agree with Rav's psak? The Daima Ma'alma, where there's reason that people are accusing that she had relations with other people. Av v'loy Daima Ma'alma, but if nobody is accusing that she had relations with other people, Sharina La, then we say she's mutter. Because, as the Magen Mishnah explains, we know that the Oris had relations with her. And moreover, there's no one else that's being accused that she had that had relations with her, so there's no reason to be machmer. Amar Rava, Mino Aminala, says Rava, where did I take this halacha from? The Tani, we learned in a Mishnah that a Kohen that had relations with a Bas Yisrael, the halacha is Lo Teichel B'Truma. But if they have a child, she has a child, then she's allowed. Because her child, whose father is a Kohen, gives her the ability to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, Hei Chidami, exactly says Rava, what is the case of the Mishnah? Ilam the Daima Ma'alma, that this is a woman that people say she had inappropriate relations. So the question is, Yolda Mai Toichel, why if she had a baby, she allowed to eat truma? Why should we not be concerned that this child is not from the Kayin? El Alav, what's the case? Mino Daima, that she, the people saying that she had relations with the Kayin. V'loi Daima Ma'alma, and nobody's suggesting she had relations with anyone else, and that's why we could be lenient, says the Gemara. Umah Hasam, if we think about the case of the Mishnah, says Rava, Delayah Surah, because they weren't Oros Varusa. He was just a man that had relations with a woman. Delayah Surah, and anyone else she's not allowed to be married to. Still, because we don't have reason to believe otherwise, Basra Dideisha Dinalei, we say that she had relations with the Kayim. So Hocha, in the case that we are discussing, to have relations with all other men, she's an Eshesish, because she's Muresis. Delhai is surah. Ulhai, and to this man, she is her oris. She a teira lekoshkein that we should say she's mutter. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says to him, I'm not sure that I agree with you. In a case where people accused, know that she had relations with him, even though nobody's accusing that she had relations with anybody else, Amar Rav Avlad Mamzer. My Tama. Why? Why should we say so? Since she had relations with the Oris, Afgra Nafshal Alma, then they had relations with other people as well. So if that's the case, the obvious question is why in our Mishnah, when she had relations with this Kayin and she's pregnant, we say that the baby is the Kayin's. Why are we saying that the baby is the Kayin? Here too, Rav should say that we need to be concerned that maybe this child is somebody else. Says the Gemara, Misnisin is talking about a case, Shoyishnaim Chavushim Beis Asurim, that it has to be from him, because they were together in prison, there were no other men. Ikka Damri, but there's a different version. Ba'ala, where the Oris says that he had relations with his Arusa, Kula Amloi Pligi, everybody agrees, the Basrei, the Deisha Dinalei. We say it came from the Oris. V'yachetna, Arusa Sha'abra, where she's pregnant, and we don't know who she became pregnant from. Rav Amar Vlad Mamzer, Shmuel Amar Vlad Shtuki. Amar Rav Mestaber Milsa de Rav. When do I agree with Rav's opinion that Rav made him into a Mamzer? The Loi Daimim Inei, where nobody assumed that she had relations with the Oris, but we know that Daimim Alma. So that's why we have to really assume that he is a Mamzer. But Aval Daimim Inei, that we know that the Oris had relations with her, Afal Gav, the Daimim Alma, even though she had relations with other men as well, or their accusations at least, Basrei the Deisha Dinalei, we say it came from the Oris. Amar Rav Mina Aminalei, where do I take this from? The Tani. We learned in our Mishnah, Yolda, if she had relations with a Kayin, then the child is born, she's Lari Truma. Hechidam, Ilem the Daimim Inei, V'loi Daimim Alma, that the only person we know she had relations with is with him. Obviously, it's a Kayan son. So Mahasam, the highest surah, the highest surah. In our Mishnah, she wasn't allowed to have relations with any of them. But if we could say she had relations with the Oris, Basrei the Day Shadinale. Hocha. So certainly in the case, the highest surah, Lahaya Teira, where our case one is in the Mishnah, neither was permitted to her. But in the case that we're learning here, in the case of Rav and Shmuel, this one is Oris, it's Mutter. The other one is Osir. Certainly we assume that the child came from the Oris, and even Rav would agree, everybody will agree, that this child is not a Mamzer. Interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer asks, can we make a determination based on the features of the child? If we see that the child looks like the Oris, is that or the Kayin of our Mishnah, that will be a proof that that's his child. If he looks like somebody else, that's a proof that it's not that child. Chassam Sofer very clearly says that we can make decisions just based on facial features. We also learn, the Pais can say from our Gemara, that when we have a question, if Chas V'Shalom, a child is a Mamzer, we see that in all the versions of the Gemara went out of its way to try to show assumptions that he was not usher. We learn from here that we're very reluctant to quickly determine that a child is a mamzer unless there's no other way of, unless it's that obvious is the case.